Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with a special edition Cyclone Fanatic podcast for you guys. First of all, I want to give a shout out to some of our sponsors, our friends at Iowa Pork, the Iowa Pork producers. They're our football sponsors for our coverage this year. I want to give a shout out to Whiskey River in Ankeny. They've got their big country fest coming up this weekend. Tyler Farr, he's great. He's in action. That's on Saturday night. And our good friends at Tailgate Clothing. They are sponsoring our countdown to kickoff. Shout out to our friends at the Ames Eye Clinic as well. They sponsor the Cyclone Fanatic podcast. All right. This weekend, Iowa State's having its big basketball reunion. And I went today, didn't catch up with as many folks as I wanted to, but I did get some good interviews. I love talking with Tim Floyd. Monte Morris was in the house. I didn't get a one-on-one with Melvin Edgen, but I do have some audio of that, and I also caught up with Steve Prohm. So, in that order, we'll go Tim Floyd, we'll go Monte Morris, Steve Prohm, and then we'll round things out with a Q&A with Melvin Edgen. Hope you guys enjoy this here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. If you like our content, please donate to our Patreon. It's one of the ways we are able to keep going. And I'd also encourage you to rate us on iTunes. If you like what we do, give us 5 stars, leave a review. It helps us more than you know. Thank you. You're a guy who I've always wanted to interview. Okay. I will tell you that because you're fascinating to me because I've talked to Fred so many times, and Fred always is, to this day, crediting you for a lot of his coaching success. And same with Otzelberger. He's the same way. How does that feel to know that those guys still, you know, they credit a lot of their success to you, Tim? Does that make you feel proud?
Well, you know, it's nice for somebody to say nice things about you. Obviously, you like it better than the alternative. But heck, Fred played for me. If he didn't, we'd have a problem. You know, I'd have to go try to beat him on the golf course or something.
Can you beat him on the golf course?
No. But Fred's special. He's like family, like so many former players. Yeah. But the fact that he's gone into coaching, the fact that I coached him again at Chicago, I think really deepened our relationship. And there's nothing greater than hearing from your former players. I mean, to me, it's the greatest joy that I had in coaching, not this win or that win, but hearing from Fred, or Fred asking you a question about something, or Fred telling you about his family, telling you about his twins, what they're doing. You know, those things are great. And you know, I just, you know, live and die with his games right now, and that makes it a lot of fun. TJ, I got to know years ago when he was a junior college assistant at Chipola. Okay. Then he became an AAU coach, and you know, you just knew that there was something there, that he was hungry, and that he had the personality, he had the drive, and then could he learn to coach? And I think that those years with Fred were transformative for him.
Absolutely,
I think they really, really, really helped him. And I'm just applaud his success to this point. You know, he's at a difficult place. Mm-hmm. He's winning and winning big. And I think the sky's the limit for where he's going to go in his career.
So do you sit back, like, down and watch? Do you watch every Bulls game that Fred's coaching?
Not every game. No, yeah. No. I don't watch every game. You know, there's
a lot of them.
Some games that you know he's going to be in real trouble. You don't really want to watch those, particularly in this rebuild. But, you know, when they had their playoff run the first year and he had Noah and those guys, obviously, I was watching all those games. There were times when I was coaching, couldn't watch them, but we talk frequently, and I try not to bother him too much during the season because of the grind of the NBA season and the travel.
You were when they hired him here. I mean, was there ever any? He hadn't coached before. Was there ever any doubt that you're like, oh, maybe he's not ready to just jump into the Big 12, or did you think that he would succeed right away?
I was very worried about it because of the model that had been established, the trends. I studied coaching and what was going on. And you looked at other guys who had gone to the college game from the NBA, who had never been in the college game, who had never recruited, who didn't understand that the workday is not a two-hour day.
Yeah.
In the NBA, it's a two-hour practice, and then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys that had played 10, 11 years, I don't think they had any – didn't feel like they had any clue about how hard you really had to work. But Fred got it, and Fred really broke the mold because you look at – past NBA players who had come to the college game that didn't have success. There was Clyde Drexler, Isaiah Thomas, Sidney Moncrief. They all struggled. So I was worried for him. And I think he hired a good person early with Coach Lutz, Bobby Lutz, yep, to help him, an experienced old guy that had won a lot of games, mm-hmm, at Charlotte. And he was smart enough to listen. But Fred's always been inquisitive. And Fred asked a lot of questions to a lot of other coaches, not just Bobby, but a lot of guys. And then he came up with his own style and what was comfortable for him and how he wanted to go about it. And obviously it worked, and it worked in spades, you know.
How long has it been since you've been in Ames? Have you been here any time recently?
I came back. Fred went over to Fred's house. They had a Hall of Fame ceremony here about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. Came back for that. And then I brought a team back here. When we were at Chicago, we came back in and played an exhibition game.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So I think those are the only two times I've been back.
Do you have fond memories of Ames?
Oh, totally. How could you not? This is it's like one of the great times in my career. You know, we were having fun. Doesn't matter where you're coaching, if you're winning games, if you're around good people. It was a really special time for our family because our daughter thrived here.
That's
at the junior high and high school level. She ended up having four girls from Ames High School in her wedding.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we have such incredible memories and so many great friends. You know, it's sad for me from the regard of not being able to see one of my favorite all-time people, a man who never missed one practice in the 4 years I was here, a guy by the name of Dr. Bob Gitchell.
Okay.
Never missed a practice, and he was a dear, dear friend. He's an orthopedic here in town. And then losing Pete Taylor.
Yeah.
Those are the two downers for me coming back. Yeah. But seeing Gary Thompson, Richard Stark, Debbie Gitchell, all these people, all these former players, it's terrific.
So how long are you going to be in town? You here for a while, or are you just a few days?
No, I'm leaving Sunday. Okay. Yeah, we're taking off Sunday.
Is there anybody, like, knowing that you were coming back because they're honoring your team and whatnot, that you're, like, really looking forward to seeing that you haven't seen in a while?
Yeah, just these old players. I got a guy standing here to the left of me. He just walked out. Here he comes, coming in the door. And I haven't seen really since I left. And I'm going to give him a big hug, you know, and Clay Edwards and some of these old players. You know, it's been a long time because we've all been busy and doing our own things and in different parts of the country. You talk to them on the phone, but seeing them is a little different.
What can you say about Coach Prohm and just setting this up? I remember just his first year, how big of a deal it was. He wanted to get everybody back together and do this reunion every year. It's pretty cool.
I think it says a lot about him. I think it says that he's secure within who he is. I think that he gets the big picture. He understands that that the whole family concept is only going to help him as he moves forward in his career. But he understands the fan base, and he understands the fans love seeing these guys again. But more importantly, just how it makes the players feel. And I think the work that goes into it is extensive. I know how busy he is because I did it.
Yeah.
And finding the time to juggle it with his family, I applaud him. I think it's really special.
It was really cool talking to you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Chris. Take care.
All right, guys. First up is
the one and only.
The great Monte Morris.
The one and only.
He's back. Welcome back.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing very well. How are you feeling right now? You got to be on top of the world.
I'm feeling all right, man. I've been working hard, in Denver. You know, noticed it, and they gave me opportunity. I just got to stay with it and take it to the next level.
What was your biggest surprise in that first year, like in the pros? What did you learn the most?
You know, that's a business, and don't ever get down on your talent because you can't lose that self-confidence in yourself or you will be lost in the shuffles. Just coming to work every day and perfecting your craft and not caring what nobody outside says,
mm-hmm,
and just staying you. You know, I'm the same guy that was playing here, you know, a year and a half ago. Nothing changed that when I wasn't playing up there. And, you know, I was just waiting on my opportunity.
Did you ever think about, like, going to Europe? Because I always think it's interesting to see, because some guys want to do the two-way thing. Some guys will just go to Europe. Like, what just
What within you said, like, I'm going to stay in the States and I'm going to grind through this?
I just know what type of player I am.
Yeah.
And once I get an opportunity, like, I got an opportunity here my freshman year. People don't know. They just think because I was, you know, like, All-American and won championships here, like, I didn't have to have no adversity. Like, I wasn't starting.
Yeah.
I was playing, like, 10 minutes a game, 13 games in, and, you know, I just fought through it and began, you know, develop into the player, you know, I am today. So I just knew if I ever got the opportunity and whenever I was ready to display, you know, my talent with my back on the wall, I would put it, lay it all out there and hopefully get noticed for it.
You like Denver?
Love it.
It's love a cool city.
Yeah, you know, I got a chance to see Denver, you know, my junior year when we played at the Pepsi Center. So I was around for probably a week and a half. But Denver's a great, you know, a great city.
Have you ever gone back and watched that game, the Purdue game?
I just watched my highlights. Okay. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I actually was sick like a couple months ago. Okay. And I keep Iowa State games on my DVR, and I went back and watched that one. Because you guys were down by like 20, I think.
Yeah.
And then you came all the way back and took the lead, right?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your expectations now? I mean, you've got your contract. You're probably assimilated to the league just a little bit more. Yeah. What's year two like?
Just be a dog. I'm trying to go in, get minutes, bring something to the team that we don't have. I'm just trying to bring the energy, pick up 94 feet when I'm in there and change the whole dynamic of the game.
What's this weekend like? It seems like Coach Prohm has put a lot of sweat into this reunion weekend, and a lot of you guys are coming back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's good to see guys that you know, might have hadn't seen, you know, growing up that was great players here. So getting a chance to look at their highlights when they pull them up and also picking their brain on how things were back then so you appreciate how you had it now is definitely big.
Did you pay attention to how the team was doing last year? Just curious, like, how closely you still watch things.
Yeah, I get alerts every single day. I text the guys. I remember texting them, Oklahoma State, we're up. I had a G League game to get to. I text the group message, like, good job, y'all, good job. I come back to my phone at halftime. We in OT, end up losing. So it's like.
That was a heartbreaking one.
Yeah, but, you know, I get alerts. I stay in touch with all the guys. And, like, when I go places, you know, I'm always repping Iowa State for sure.
They'll be back in the tournament this year, right?
Easily.
Easily?
Yeah,
okay.
I told Devontae Graham yesterday we gonna knock Kansas off twice, so he already knows what's coming.
That's what I like to hear. All right. These guys want to talk to you. So all right, thanks,
man. All right, cool.
All right, Steve Prohm joins us now. You love this weekend. How excited are you to get this going?
Yeah, I love it, man. I just love meeting. I just met Jamal Tinsley. You know, I'm a coach, but I love the game, you know, and I appreciate the game and I appreciate where I'm at. And because of that, you want to give back to people and just to get these guys. I love just watching the interaction between the former guys and the different generations and seeing those guys, you know, reconnect. And so, yeah, this and senior night are my two favorites.
I just got a picture of George Niang and Herkel Ivy together. I never thought I would be able to do that.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, I got a chance. You know, I've been down to St. Louis a little bit, you know, recruiting, you know, and had a chance to reach out to Herkel and talk with him. I actually bumped into him on the road this summer, and he said he was going to make a point to get back here. And, you know, obviously he's a really good player here. And, you know, he hadn't been back since the 100-year celebration, and so it's good to get him back.
What about what was that conversation with Jamal like for you? Because I know that you really wanted to get him here.
Yeah, it was cool. We were just talking. He's got a 14-year-old son. I was checking to see if he was any good.
Checking on that.
Yeah, no. And then just, you know, talking to him, asking about his career. And you know, I just remember Jamal a little bit here, but most watching him playing for the Indiana Pacers and back in those some of those great playoff series. And I really just told him I just really appreciate him getting an opportunity to get back here and then just hopefully really enjoys his weekend here.
Do you remember, like, the first recollection you had that Iowa State had a basketball team? Because, I mean, you were down south. Like, when do you, like, is there an era that pops for you where it might be cool to meet some of these guys?
You know, I remember the game in 95 when they played Cal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that was my old head coach. Billy Kennedy was an assistant with the Cal team with Sharif Abdurrahim.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And
okay.
So I believe we beat them. I don't know where the game was. We beat them with Tim's first year. The other thing, and I hate to bring this up, but I was sitting at a bar in Hammond, Louisiana,
You're going to talk about Hampton, aren't you?
Yeah, I was sitting at a bar because, you know, at Southeastern, my last 2 years, we won the conference, and won, in 05 we went to the tournament, but this is, I guess, 01. And I'm sitting at the bar having a bite to eat, watching this game, and obviously it wasn't a good night for us. But you know, I love college basketball. So, you know, knew of Fred, knew of Jamal, obviously Marcus Fizer, you know, and, you know, you watch the tournament. So obviously the team, the Elite Eight team in 2000 was really special too to watch.
Get back to all the guys. Thanks for letting the media be a little bit of a part of it, and we'll see you around.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you guys.
To follow the team the last few years since you've left?
Yeah, definitely. You know, especially, you know, Naz and Monte and George, Matt, all those guys, when I was here, they were here. So it was nice following them. And then these last couple of years following them with Steve and talking to him and, you know, just giving words of encouragement to the guys on the team and trying to follow and do their best. I mean, Iowa State's been doing well. I think that we're on a great track this year. We should be great. You know, we always have one or two great Canadians. So it's always nice to know we can lean on them. You know, they're doing well. And I think he's doing a great job leading the team. And, you know, they're taking all the right steps in the right direction to be where they want to be and to be at the highest level where we can be. So it's nice to see them doing well. It seems like we have a good group of guys, you know, this upcoming year. So I'm excited to follow and see how they do.
What do you think about Lindell? I assume you guys have a bit of a relationship just with Team Canada.
A little bit, because he's a little bit younger than me. Not that much, but just a little bit. So I haven't quite gotten to know him much. You know, when I was in school, he was in high school, and he was, I think he was in the States. So I've heard of his name. I've seen him in the national team circuits and stuff. Haven't really developed that much of a relationship with him. He's more closer to Naz's age. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of great things in him, and I think that he's a good player, and she's shown it so far. So we hope that he continues to do what he's doing, and I'm sure that this weekend will be great for us to get in touch and talk about Canada and talk about Iowa State and all the things we love, right?
It's been a couple of years removed since your 48-18 game against TCU. How does that still stick out in your memory?
It's pretty vivid. I get constant updates on Cyclone, you know, the Iowa State Twitter page putting it up, which is always a great reminder. And just people who always are just think fondly of that game and that memory, and it's great. Sometimes I'll be in different cities or different countries, and people remember that game, and it's pretty incredible that, you know, one moment can really just spread, you know, spread across so far. So it's great. I love it. I reminisce on it fondly. It's an incredible moment for me and I think for the school. And I'm hoping nobody comes close to breaking it. Trey, what's his name in Oklahoma, was pretty close. So I'm glad that he didn't. But you know, eventually, hopefully, someone from Iowa State can break it.
What's it been like, you know, playing overseas? I know you were a guy that was keenly interested in history, so that Italy trip you guys took was really cool for you. What's it like?
It's been great. I was just talking to my brother-in-law not too long ago. I've been so many different places, from Italy to Spain to Russia to Turkey, China, I mean, Philippines. I've been in so many different places, got to experience so many different cultures. And like you said, being a history major and being interested in learning and understanding different people, it's been amazing, and it's fun. And Rome was kind of the start of it for me when we went on our trip when we were at Iowa State, and then it kind of came full circle with being my first place that I played. But it's just been amazing, and it's been great to kind of go to all these different places and just experience a little bit of everyone, or a little bit of everyone's culture, so it's pretty cool.
When you think back to, you get to Iowa State, and you actually committed to Coach McDermott, right? Mm-hmm. Coach Hoiberg gets brought in, and then all these transfers get brought in, and just like, you guys had such a weird locker room the first couple years. Like, yeah, do you ever think back, like, what?
Sometimes, I do. I think back, and I sometimes when I talk to certain guys, and when I was talking to Scotty for a while after he left, and just different guys we talked to, I was like, how did we make these locker rooms work? Like, it's not that they were bad people or bad guys. It's just that there was so many different people constantly each and every year. And I think that just a testament to our coaching staff, to Fred, to TJ, who was here, Micah, those guys that really put in, Matt Abdelmasi, who really put in the work to kind of get everyone to gel together and figure out, like, just the right way to play and how we wanted to play. And I think that, you know, that culture worked for us at the time. And it was a great experience, I think, for me going forward, because now in the Pro League, you know, in Europe, every year is a new person on your team. Every year is a new makeup, is a new team, could be a new coach. So it's always exciting. And having that experience to know that, you know, it doesn't really matter who's coming in, you can gel in, you can figure out, you know, similarities and likenesses, that I think that it really put me in a great position going forward in my career.
I've heard stories, but you were like the you were kind of one of the alphas of that group, weren't you? Oh. I mean, can you admit it now?
I mean, yeah. I mean, George will always talk about a little bit about it. But, I mean, I think it's part of my personality. I think I'm a natural leader. There was definitely times where I was aggressive with some of the guys, but only out of love and out of you know, just wanting to win and be the best that we can be. And I think that we did a pretty good job of that while we were here. And it was I think the coaches, too, put a little bit of that expectation on me to do that and to be in that role on our team.
How did you and DeAndre Kane mesh together?
Oh, great. I mean, DeAndre, you know, DeAndre's a great guy. I just talked to him a couple days ago. He was in Atlanta. But DeAndre, me and him, it was more just understanding. We knew, like, this was our last year. We both wanted to do really well. We both had really high expectations of what we wanted to do. And we just knew that we needed each other to do it. And we kind of just meshed together, you know, and I don't know, it was a weird making. But it was a great friendship that we were able to create here.